As the pandemic forced schools to shift to various combinations of in-person and virtual classes, learning pods became an answer for some students, but not every family can afford to hire private tutors for their kids. That's why a local program was created for students in the city of Rochester. WXXI's Beth Adams recently paid a visit.
It's just after noon on a Thursday. Eight students are seated at desks spaced out around a large room at the Phyllis Wheatley Community Library in Cornhill. They range in age from 5 to 12. Most of them are working on their laptops as several teaching assistants walk around to see if anyone needs help.
Before this whole program started, I was really doing terrible, but since I started coming here, my grades have been getting back up.
That's Xavier Johnson. He's a sixth grader at Rochester Prep. He says his mother is at home taking care of a new baby and her fiancé works outside of the home. When Rochester City Schools adopted a fully remote learning model in September, Xavier and his younger brother attended virtual classes from home. Xavier says that didn't go so well.
When I'm in the house, like, I just don't really do my work. I just get distracted and mess with my brother. But when I'm here, it's like I get to concentrate more and I have more time to complete my work.
Finding a safe and productive learning environment for their children has been a challenge for families across the country since the start of the pandemic. Some families pool their resources to hire tutors or retired teachers to work with small groups of students in one location. But other parents can't afford that. It's a choice between working and staying home to help teach their kids. Educator and charter school founder Brittany Rumpf says this is why she created Rock City Learning Pods.
There are families who called me in tears, who just didn't know where they were going to send their child. They were banking on having that hybrid option.
Thanks to a grant from Rochester Area Community Foundation, any student who lives in the city of Rochester can enroll in the program for free. Two learning pods opened in the second week of October. Another two are scheduled to open Monday at the Charlotte and Lyle Public Library branches. Rumpf, who is now Rock City's project director, hopes to have a total of 8 or 9 pods running before the end of the school year.
We will also have a plan to support the community going forward because we just don't know what the pandemic's going to bring.
Each location will have no more than 12 students and 2 or 3 teaching assistants. If not for this opportunity, teacher's aide Sheba Lawrence would be out of work. She was laid off after 2 years at the Rochester City School District. Now she's helping students study remotely.
Sometimes it may be navigating the website because they're on Chromebooks. Other times it may be math. Or sometimes it's just, you know, being a human being, they just get tired. And so they're kind of wandering. So we have to redirect them or, you know, talk to them a little bit and then tell them, you know, we got to get back to our work. And then maybe we could do a fun game or something like that.
Safety protocols are in place at each location. Students and staff are asked to complete daily health assessments before entering the shared space. Everyone is required to wear a mask and bring their own devices. There is a waiting list for slots in the program. And Rumpf and her advisory committee are searching for spaces to host more students. For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.